Hi, it's Hans Hollinger at www.personaldevelopmentformen.com. Today's topic is money and values. Now, what I mean by this is, let me just give you a little background. I'm a professional engineer. I've been doing this for 25 or so years. And, you know, I have the normal 40-hour a week or so job. That's my main source of income and has been all these years. But I do this internet stuff, you know, the podcasting, the websites, writing books in my spare time, you know, adding to my income. So, you know, if you're doing this at all, you realize that, you know, there's money that comes to you from doing this. You know, every once in a while, you get a check. Just got a check the other day from ClickBank. You know, I get money from Google AdSense. There's money from Amazon and PayPal and these various extra money, and I love that. Right? Who wouldn't love this extra money? This is extra money above and beyond the normal work life. And what I do with this money, of course, is spend it, and I enjoy spending it. I add it to my checking account and spend that money almost as fast as I get it in an enjoyable manner, in ways that improve my life. And what I'm saying is, what I find interesting exercise to do is to, you know, what if I get this check from this source and add a zero or two to it, or three, and then pretend, you know, give it some thought. I mean, this is a classic goal setting thing. What would you do with a lot of extra money? What would you do if you won the lottery? What would you do if your income doubles, or your monthly income becomes your yearly income, your yearly income becomes your monthly income? I mean, that's what they mean when they talk about, you know, a dramatic increase in your money, in your income. Well, what do you do with that money? And what I think I am finding when I do these exercises, when I take and add the zeros to, you know, a latest income source and start writing down what I would do with that money, I think this helps to clarify my values. And I don't think a lot of people do this. I think you are so caught up in what you make today that you don't really think in terms of more. I didn't do this for a long time, but I think it's a really interesting exercise because, you know, if you would get more money, it's going to change your life dramatically, isn't it? And this is by going through this exercise, by kind of from time to time doing this, taking it and writing down what you would spend that money on, it starts to clarify what is important to you. And if what is important to you are your goals, your dreams, it's your value. What do you value? What do you want to get out of life? And it's interesting to me. It's really interesting to me. You know, let's say I get a check from ClickBank and add two or three zeros to that check and then take a piece of paper and what would I buy? I don't always just write out something wild and unbelievable. I normally just do something else. And the something else is just kind of freeing up my life now because I'm at the point where my life is really good now. It's all the things I've been wanting to do, I'm doing. You know, everything is kind of clicking into place for me. And what I would suggest to you is if you do this exercise, you know, just take what you make in a every 2 weeks, add a zero to that, and then pretend, what would you do with that much more money? What would you do to improve your lifestyle? I mean, would you go out and just spend it all immediately on something totally unrelated to how you're living now? No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't. I don't that much. I have my list of the things I want, the things I want to buy, so those things I buy, right? So that's a value to me. I have all these, let's say there's furniture in my home that I want to upgrade. Well, I have the furniture now, so I don't need it now. But let's say I want to upgrade that. I mean, that would go on the list. And that's in my planner book list. And, you know, I know at some point I'm going to buy those things. But let's say with the extra money, I would just buy them now. Okay, that's a value to me. You know, making my home comfortable for me and my kids and my guests is a value. I want to do that. You see what I mean? How money thinking about a little more money or quite a bit more money starts to clarify your values. I also think in terms of paying my normal bills in advance. To me, this frees up my life. Instead of, I don't know how I'm going to pay these bills this month. No, I think of it, well, I know what the normal bills are. So I will set aside the money for those normal bills for the next month or two or three or more months ahead of time. This frees up my life. This reduces the stress. Do you see where I'm coming from? Instead of saying, well, I'm going to go out and take a round-the-world cruise with this extra money, I'm going to free up my life now because my lifestyle is really, really good now. I don't really, doing something dramatically different isn't a high priority for me now because I'm at the point where life is really good right now. I've been doing that for myself all this time. But you see, things are really good now. So I just keep adding to that. And I think you'll find that this exercise is really interesting and a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot more fun than turning on the TV and watching a game show where they're winning, thousands of dollars at a clip. It's more fun to think about yourself from your own productive pursuits and your effort earning that money and then rewarding yourself with that money that you earned to do something for yourself that you really want. I always say, I really enjoy where I live, so I'm just going to pay those bills associated with where I live early. What are you waiting for? You're living there. You might as well send in the money as soon as you have it available. Why do you wait till the end of the month to pay your rent or pay your mortgage? Why not pay it right now when you have the money? What about your car payment? Do you value your car? I do. I love my new truck. I set aside that money for that truck. That's kind of a high priority. I do that. So if I, doing this exercise, I set aside that money, I write it in my checkbook for months in advance. Why not? The money is going to come out of there anyway. Why not set it aside months in advance rather than waiting? It's really interesting. It's really fun to do this. It clarifies what is important to you. And yes, once you start doing this and you say, well, I did it. I got this big check this month. What am I going to do with that? How do I free up my life now? That's what I'm finding myself doing. And then I get that similar check next month and the next month and the next month. You see how this builds? So, you get a big check this month, and you do something, you pretend do it, you write some of your normal bills, you take care of some of the things you want to take care of, you buy some of the things on your list, and by the way, having a list of what you want in your life is critical, because you got to know what you want. This is how you get those things, by writing down and having them on a list, like a grocery list. I'm going to get it. I want a new couch, a new recliner, a chair, or whatever. New sheets for the bed, towels, whatever it is. Because if you have it on your list, well, those things will materialize for you in the unexpected ways. You'll see a great deal on the sheets. Somebody will give you a couch for hardly anything. Do you understand what I'm going through here? So you got to get it on the list. But that's your values. And it's really interesting. It's really fun. And what I find myself doing more and more is, since I'm living the lifestyle I really want, mostly what I do with this extra money would be to just pay into the future. Instead of putting the money in the bank to get no interest, why don't I pay for the things that I'm really enjoying now? I'll pay my home expenses for the next 2 or 3 months. I'll have that money set aside. The truck payment, 2 or 3 or more months ahead. If there's something I want, a new couch, I'll go and shop for that and get the one I really, really want. I'll buy better food. I'll take my children out for dinner. I'll have some fun. But see, you don't always have to just spend extra money on things totally unrelated to your lifestyle now. You're living this lifestyle now. There must be something about it that appeals to you. So why not just keep doing that and improve it slightly? You know, we always hear about these lottery winners who win all this money and then blow it in a year or two. Well, you know, you don't have to do that. There's nobody saying they have to blow it all that way. You know, that they have enough money to live the rest of their lives on that money. All they would have to do is pay for their normal things in a normal way. Okay? There's nothing that says you have to increase your lifestyle so dramatically that you run through all this money. Why not just make subtle improvements? If you're renting a $500 a month one-bedroom apartment, why not just increase your, you know, rent a better place, rent a $1,000 a month place? Okay, it's twice as much money, but it's still not that, you know, not that out of whack with what you're what you're doing. But getting a mortgage for a $2,000 or $3,000 a month mortgage, yes, that's a dramatic change. So that's what I'm saying about this using this method with money is a value clarifying exercise. It starts to tell you what's really important to you, what you would really do with extra money, because you want to kind of get those things and stuff and experiences down on paper, stored somehow, get it from your mind to the paper, and then from the paper to the mind and the mind to the paper. This is how you get, how you figure out what you want. I think a lot of people don't bother doing this. You don't think about what you want because it's so painful, because you never get what you want. But that is not true at all. This is the way I used to think, was I don't want to think about what I want because I'm not going to get it. Well, that method is all wrong, because you'll never get what you want if you don't want what you want or desire what you want. You have to put it on paper. What do I want? And then those things start coming to you. You start getting what you want, what you desire. All these things that I want, my life is much, much improved since I've started this. I wanted a new truck, a half-ton Ford, four-door, four-wheel drive, beautiful color, with all the things I want on it. I wanted that. I wanted that. I wrote it down. I wanted it. I rented one. I bought one. Okay? This is what I wanted. Now, when I have extra money, I put it toward that truck. Okay? I wanted a three-bedroom place in the city that I was living in, because for the school that my daughter wants to attend, and I wanted it a really nice, really handy, really all the things I wanted. And I have that. By writing it down and moving toward it, and if, when I have the extra money for that, I will move into that. And that's what I did. It was just doing this exercise. And this, the place I'm living now, it's not a dramatic change from where I used to live. It's more expensive, yes. But it's tremendously a lot nicer. It's a lot better. Everything about it is better. But it's not a huge change. It wasn't going from, you know, the place I was to a real fancy home that I'm buying that I'm not even sure I want to stay here forever, so I'm renting. Okay? You can rent and move upward in life much more rapidly when you rent than when you buy. But that's a whole different topic for a whole different day. But what I'm saying is, write down what you would do with this extra money, and that starts to point you in the direction of what you really want. What do you value? What is important to you? And it's fun. It's a fun exercise. So just do that, you know. If you get a check, you know, take your last paycheck and just add a zero to the end of it. And then how would you spend that money, you know? What if you got some money, an unexpected source, or even a somewhat expected source, like, you know, money, income from an internet source, add a zero or two to it and see where that takes you. What would you do with that money if you had it? Add three zeros to it. What would you do with that money if you got that this month, next month, and the next month? You know, then you start really seeing what is important to you. What do you want to do with your life? Where do you want to go? You may put on their travel. You may put on their new vehicle. You may say an upgrade in your housing. It may be something for your home that you really think would make a big difference. It may be toward inspirational people that have really helped you. Maybe you owe money to family or friends for things you got yourself into. Maybe it's education for your children. Maybe it's education for you. Maybe it's helping somebody that really needs the help, okay? All these things start to clarify in your mind, and it's a tool to clarify your values. And this is, I think, critical to your life. I think it will really help you. So give that some thought. This was Hans Hollinger at www.personaldevelopmentformen.com.